A statement from the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEND, warned that army checkpoints and armored personnel carriers in the Niger Delta will be attacked with explosive devices and cautioned civilians to avoid these targets. The warning is bound to increase tensions in the Niger Delta days after militants invaded Port Harcourt, the main oil industry center, and killed 13 people. Port Harcourt resident Tony Tamono says the threat has raised fears of more turmoil in a sprawling oil city.
Indeed, everybody, the people are already apprehensive that there might be going back to the events of the middle of 2007, when there was violent clashes between the various groups and then militants attacking oil installations and the military formations. People are apprehensive. They are bound to be apprehensive because militants are shouting the new year with violence. People are now saying that this is what we are going to see in 2008. So they are very, very apprehensive, and there is this fear among the people.
MEND also praised the New Year's Day attack in Port Harcourt and renewed its appeal to factions and movements active in the Niger Delta to rally against what it called a common enemy. MEND claims it is working to improve the lives of Delta residents, whom they say see little benefit from the oil extracted from their region. Nigeria, the world's 12th largest oil producer, exports about 2.5 million barrels of oil daily, but instability and violence in the Niger Delta have cut the nation's output by more than 20% in the past 2 years and have added to the upward pressure on global oil prices. President Umar Yar'Adua recently met his security chiefs to find a way to reduce the violence. The Nigerian military has bombarded rebel strongholds in recent days. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.